Hello, everybody, and welcome from where you're joining us. Where are you joining us from? You're welcome to Stand Champions Podcast. This is your coach and friend, Mobita Nawa, from Lusaka, Zambia, a place where birds fly backwards. I want to share with you one of our hottest, most powerful, most revolutionary topics that we've ever tackled. How to be a landlord in 6 months. Meaning, if you follow this method, by December 31st this year, it is possible that you will have your own property, you will not rent, and you will also have a farmland. How cool is that? Here is the thing. All those people that wake up every morning and say to themselves, I am capable of achieving my goals, half the time they achieve those goals. All those people who wake up in the morning and say to themselves, I cannot achieve my goals, guess what? They cannot achieve their goals. Life is about setting goals. Life is about setting targets. If you don't set targets for yourself, if you don't set goals for yourself, then your dream of financial freedom, your dream of real estate acquisition will not be achieved. You have to say to yourself every morning, dear God, if today I lose my hope, please remind me that your plans are better than my dreams. You have to say to yourself every day, in the words of Stacker, if there is a dream in your heart, don't ignore it. That's the easiest thing to do. You will live your life full of regret for not making your dream come true. Within this world are some powerful things, but none as powerful as the dream. For a dream can take you most anywhere and allow you to do anything. The first step will be the hardest to take, but the biggest and most rewarding one too. For this is the step that tells your fears and your doubts. They no longer have control over you. How cool is that? Every one of us has a big dream of your own, though sometimes it is buried inside. Once you discover your dream, you should chase it and remember to enjoy the ride. End of quote by M. Sterker. So do you have a dream for home ownership? Are you there in Ghana, in Accra, wanting to own a home? Are you in Lisbon? Where are you? Do you want to own a home? Of course, each country has different dynamics of home ownership. The USA has different county laws that can be inspiring and deterrent as well to home ownership. For example, home ownership in America is attached to your credit rating. You cannot just wake up and go buy a house in America. Houses are bought on credit. Everything in America almost is bought on credit. Why? You are taught from a young age to buy things on credit. Why do they do that? So that the day you come to buy your biggest asset, your credit rating, your credit scores will be 800 and above. Now, if you have cash in America, I know friends of mine in America from California to Washington, D.C., and to New York, and to Dallas, Texas, to Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, to Miami, Florida. I know friends of mine who have bought their properties cash. You can buy cash. So we're not talking about how to buy a property today. We're talking about how to buy a property in the USA. We're talking about the general concept of home ownership. Here in Zambia, where I live, we don't generally buy houses using credit. We buy cash. We buy cash. Of course, mortgages now exist, but only less than 15 to 20% of the population can access mortgages. In part because loans here are lent at 43, 47%, whereas mortgages in America are lent between 8 to 13% interest per annum. Whereas in Zambia, 43 to 48% per annum. That is not talking about application fee, loan fees, and so on and so forth. By the time those are added, your interest on that loan could be as high at 60-70%. And I'm not talking from nowhere, I'm talking literally from experience. So here is how you can buy your house without getting a loan. Number one, live below your means right now. If your salary is $1,000 a month and you are renting in a property worth $500 a month, already you are in the negative, because the rules of credit ratio, debt ratio to in relation to income is 40% of your income should be your debt ratio. So if you are paying $500 rent, you haven't talked about transportation, you haven't talked about food, you haven't talked about luxury, leisure, bundles, talk time, airtime, credit on your phone, you haven't talked about that, then you're already in the negative. So can you find a place somewhere where you can pay $100, $200 a month? Mobira, but that's too cheap. Well, you earn $1,000, honey. This is not about you looking good. This is about you feeling good. So when you live in a place that's cheaper, that is affordable, that is according to your income, you begin to have disposable income. You begin to save, and that savings from rentals, you can start to invest in property. Number two, don't buy properties in prime areas. Here in Zambia, the rich stay in Foxdale, Avondale, New Kasama, Kabulonga, Thorn Park, Rhodes Park. These are areas where you get a surcharge just for living in there. The poor in this country live in Kanyama, Kwakuku, Kwachainda, Chaisa, Mandevu, Lilanda, Matero. Some of these areas are not necessarily completely poor. They could be a bit of middle class or the lower side of middle class. And some of you cannot stay in the lower side of middle class areas because you are ashamed of what your friends say, not because you can afford to stay in the upper class, upper echelon. No, you can't afford. You're not even breathing. You're not even happy. You have no wiggle room. You have no space. There is no way you can be a landlord in 6 months if you are still currently pleasing your neighbor. If you are still currently trying to impress your ex, your in-laws, your outlaws, your bylaws, your... No. Becoming a landlord in 6 months is about discipline. It's about sacrifice. It's about understanding and having a clear conversation with your conscience to say, this is what I want to do. I'm going to live below my means. The money that I will save, I will invest in property. Number three, go to outskirts. Go to the peri-urban areas. Go to the rural areas. You will get a good piece of property. Now, I was offered sometime last year a piece of property in New Kasama. It was a plot, 40 by 50. That plot was going for close to, at that time, $30,000 at that time. $30,000. Now it must be about $40,000. 40 by 50 size, $30,000. If I went to the outskirts of town, I can get twice as much size of that plot for 10 times a lower rate than that. I'll get it for $3,000. How do you buy land 10 times bigger yet 10 times cheaper? By moving further and further away from town. You will save $5,000. You will buy a car. You can drive. In fact, if you have $30,000, not only will you be able to buy a car, you will buy a place 10 times bigger. You can even start your farming. You can start your dairy cattle. You can start your goats, your soybeans. You can build like a small shelter in $30,000. Will your friends laugh at you? Yes. Will you lose friends? Absolutely. Will your family think you are crazy? Yes. Will your spouse not speak to you for a week? Perhaps for a few days? Yes. Will your children not want to go to the outskirts of town? Yes. But children don't know better. Remember, if children had a way, they wouldn't eat. If children had their way, they wouldn't bath. If children had their way, they wouldn't even go to school. If children had their way, they wouldn't even make their beds. But we are not giving our children their way. We are making a way for our children so that they can live better for us. So if you use this formula, live below your means, go outside town, start small with what you have. Don't be picky. Some of you are too choosy. Mubira, I can't stay in such a place. Oh no, it's for the poor. Look who's talking. Which part of you is rich? You, the poor, and me, same WhatsApp group. Same WhatsApp group. We are both admins. In fact, you are chief admin. Me, I'm co-admin. You are chief admin. Don't choose where to buy land. In Africa, people will laugh at you for driving a cheap car, and yet they themselves don't even drive. Paradox. Oxymoronic. Diabolical. Cross-eyed. You name it. I came today to liberate you, to tell you, you can be a landlord in 6 months. Using the example of $30,000 in town versus $3,000 outside town. Living in a cheaper neighborhood versus in a costly neighborhood. Renting a cheaper cable TV bouquet versus a costly. Why do you need the very top bouquet? Why? Why? Tell me. Do you actually watch all those 200 channels? Do you? No, you don't. On average, each one of us watches 5 channels on average. So find a bouquet that gives you your 5 channels and the rest of the money, put it into cement, into brick, into mortar. And within 6 months, I guarantee you, if you follow this simple method, you will be a landlord. Success is not a secret. It's in the open air. The challenge is that success requires wisdom, and many of us are not ready to be wise. I gotta stop here. If you've enjoyed this, follow us on YouTube, Mubita Sinawa. Tell your friends about our podcast, Stand Champions. We'll be glad to hear from you. Share this good news. We are here to transform lives, to be your midwives, to open the floodgates of success, and to render negative any negative energy that may come your way. Remember, you are an asset. You are God's child, and that nobody can stop you.